Unit 7. Language and Literature. Reading 1. Cupid and Psyche. Venus, goddess of beauty and love, heard rumors of a mortal named Psyche, who many claimed was more beautiful than herself. Venus was filled with jealousy and ordered her son, Cupid, to shoot Psyche with one of his magic arrows, which would make her fall in love with the most hideous monster on Earth. Cupid descended to Earth, but as he was taking aim at Psyche, his finger slipped, and he pricked himself with the tip of his own arrow, which caused Cupid to immediately fall deeply in love with Psyche. Cupid informed Psyche's family that it was the will of the gods for Psyche to climb to a mountaintop and be united in matrimony with a terrible monster. When Psyche reached the mountaintop, it was dark, but she felt a warm wind and was suddenly transported to a magnificent palace. After a relaxing bath and a sumptuous meal, accompanied by melodious music that seemed to come from nowhere, Psyche fell asleep. For the next several nights, Cupid visited her, always arriving after dark and departing before dawn. Though she could not see her new husband, Psyche loved him, and Cupid told her it was unnecessary to view his face, provided she trusted him and returned his affections. The passage of time, however, piqued Psyche's curiosity. So one night, after Cupid was asleep, she lit a lamp to enlighten his face. Upon glimpsing her husband's lovely demeanor, her hand trembled with delight, causing a drop of hot oil to fall onto Cupid's shoulder, awakening him. Clutching his shoulder, he said, "I loved you and asked only for your trust, but when trust is gone, so love must depart." With that, he flew back to Venus, who greeted her son with a burst of rage for deceiving her and imprisoned him in her palace. As soon as Cupid deserted Psyche, the magnificent palace vanished, leaving the poor girl alone on the frigid peak. After wandering night and day in search of her lost love, Psyche finally approached the Temple of Venus in desperation. There, the goddess angrily condescended to help only if Psyche succeeded in a difficult task. She commanded the trembling and fearful maiden, "Take this box and go to the underworld, and ask the queen of that realm, Persephone, to put a little of her beauty in the box for you to bring back to me." Psyche set off on her venture, full of trepidation. Suddenly, she heard a voice, which commanded her to give a coin to Charon, the ferryman, to be ferried across the river Styx, which bordered the underworld. It also ordered her to give a cake to Cerberus, the fearsome three-headed watchdog that guarded the underworld. "Above all," said the voice, "once Persephone has placed some of her beauty in the box, do not open it." Psyche obeyed the voice's commands, and after collecting a bit of beauty from Persephone, rushed to return the box to Venus. But once again, she could not control her curiosity, so she lifted the lid of the box and was immediately overcome by a deep and heavy slumber. Meanwhile, Cupid managed to escape the palace of Venus through a window, and no sooner had he flown outside than he saw Psyche's prone, motionless body. He darted to her side, embraced her, and lifted the heavy sleep from her body and placed it back into the box. He told her to carry the box to Venus and promised to return shortly, at which time all would be well. Overjoyed, Psyche hurried to fulfill her task, while Cupid flew to Jupiter, the king of the gods, and begged him to bless his marriage to Psyche. Jupiter not only agreed, but also granted Psyche immortality to match her husband. Thus, with the marriage of Cupid and Psyche, love and the soul, which is what Psyche means in Greek, were happily united at last.